The journey to America in some ways begins the moment an immigrant arrives at the border or steps onto the dock in one of America's safe harbors. For someone who begins their life somewhere else, the discovery of their own America is the experience of a lifetime. Such is the case for today's voice in our My America series, Pulitzer Prize-nominated novelist Chang-Rae Lee, author of Native Speaker, The Surrendered, and other books. He came to the United States from Korea with his parents when he was 3 years old. Raised in Westchester, New York, he's now a professor of creative writing at Princeton University. Chang-Rae Lee, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How long did it take before you knew that your voice as a writer was American?
I'm not sure that I know that yet.
Wow.
And I say that in all honesty. That question's always hung over a lot of my writing, and not because I've initiated it or been there, you know, the originator of that question. It's always a question that's sort of put on my work, and so naturally I wonder about it.
Chang-Rae Lee, when you think of this journey, do you think it will ever be over, this idea of discovering your American voice, and what is your America?
Well, I don't know that, you know, part of being a writer, of course, is always pushing the boundaries of what you believe your language to be. And of course, we all are working in English, but my particular English is you know, has all these different skeins running through it, both from my background and just from my daily experience. When I used to teach in the city at Hunter College, there was the most amazing thing that would happen. You know, I'd go up in the elevator to my office, and of course, at Hunter College and City University of New York, the students are quite various, and you'd hear all these different accents and languages, you know, Senegalese and Lithuania, you know, people from Lithuania, French people, you know, Spanish of all kinds. And of course, all their variations and kinds of English. And I always thought that was the most wonderful thing, a difficult thing sometimes, because you don't know what's really going on, and it's a little unsettling in a way.
Sure.
But that kind of variety, that kind of vibrancy and resplendency to me is what makes, you know, working in American English so wonderful for me.
You know, and it's complicated by the fact that for someone raised you're a first-generation Korean-American?
Right.
So as someone raised in that environment in upstate New York, I suspect, the identity as an American for you, I would think, might default to being a success in America. That would have been what your parents would have wanted, right?
Yeah, and that's the easy American story, right? I mean, that's the one we always point to. But really, the success, whatever level of success or however you want to define it, that, I think, eventually falls away. And what are you left with, right? You're left with, you know, the legacies that you've left in terms of family and work, but you're left with yourself. Mm. And I think of my father, who from every angle and every measurement has been a success in this country. He sent both his children to good colleges. They lead, you know, fairly prosperous lives.
You're even hedging it there. Oh, my son, the college professor. What an embarrassment.
Right. But here he is, having lived in this country for more years than he lived in Korea, in, you know, going between communities where I don't think he feels particularly at home. He can't certainly go back to Korea now. It's a country that he doesn't know really very well at all. So here he is, a man. And I'm not suggesting that he's leading a sad life
or a
somber life, but it's a life that's complicated. It's not as brilliant and as successful as we'd like to put upon it.
Is the question of identity, and you've spoken so eloquently about this kind of resplendency of diversity in America in just this short conversation. But I would imagine that for a Korean American, looking back to what's going on in East Asia, particularly in the last year or so, that identity and Korea are just, you know, conundrums kind of joined together in a strange sort of way. And I wonder if that informs your journey to find an identity here in the United States.
Well, I don't think so for me. I mean, again, because I've lived here so for all of really all of my life, certainly all of my sentient life. I feel as if the events there and the challenges there and all the you know the potential traumas that could come about in Asia are you know again are just important to me as being a citizen of the world and don't have that same kind of blood thrum, you know, that kind of disturbance that I might feel were I quote unquote Korean.
Right.
And one of the things about being here and living as an American and being an American is, for me, is the idea that everything is provisional. I think that's what's so wonderful and so challenging about being an American is that it's so dynamic that it's very hard to figure out who you are and how you fit in a place. I'm sure there are many Americans who do feel that way, but I think many, many more and an increasing number of people feel as if they don't quite fit in a certain category or town or you know or racial or cultural identity.
You know, we're talking with Chang Rae Lee, Pulitzer Prize nominated author of The Surrendered, as well as the author of Native Speaker and other novels. He's a professor of creative writing at Princeton University. How do your students approach this idea of not fitting in, which has gone from being a kind of immigrant story in America to being, as you describe it right there, the universal story of America, this anxiety of not fitting in and discovering where you do?
I think it is an anxiety, but it's also something that I think much more students are very willing not to easily assimilate, not to submit to the majority in terms of their ideas and their artistic life and the ways in which they're constantly reforming and deforming and not conforming to some, you know, line is what, you know, gets me up in the morning.
Chang Rae Lee, Pulitzer Prize nominated author of The Surrendered. He also wrote Native Speaker, other novels. He's the professor of creative writing, at Princeton University. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Our series, My America, continues all week. Join the conversation. Give us a story of your America, 877-8-MY-TAKE, 877-869-8253, or just head to thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.